imagine. Imagine a living room on a winter evening in Birmingham, 30 years ago. Imagine me, Benjamin Trotter, writer and musician, sitting at the dinner table, doing my homework. It's not often you find me in the quiet, but we've got another power cut tonight, so there's no chance of putting a record on while I finish my chemistry. This is my family. Dad's not home yet, and seeing as it's dark, I think Mum's just given up on her routine flick through the Daily Mail.
Do you need another candle, Benjamin?
No, I've nearly finished writing up the experiment.
Well, I'm going to make some tea. At least the gas is still on.
And then there's Lois, my big sister. We started getting on really well lately. Well, just so long as I don't talk to her when she's at the bus stop with her friends. And so long as she doesn't nick my music papers. She's not even interested in music. Although, thinking about it, it was thanks to the small lads in Sounds that she met Malcolm. The hairy guy, we call him. And whenever he's around, she's nicer to me than ever. But still, Lois, why are you reading my Sounds?
What's the freak?
See our tiny brother lying on the carpet, pretending he can read Mum's paper?
Yes, I know that, but what's a freak with a capital F?
Paul with a capital P. Yes, Paul, my little brother. He really is a freak, you know. And he seems to get a real kick out of winding up all the people around him as he gets older.
Mother, why do we take the Daily Mail?
No reason, why shouldn't we?
Because it's full of platitudinous codswallop.
It's quite enough from you, Mr. Nowell. Drink your lemonade and put your pyjamas on.
And the reason Dad's not home yet is because he's been called in by his boss. Him and Bill Anderton, actually. Dad gets on fine with Bill, though he says he's a real womaniser. There aren't many women on the shop floor at Leyland, but Dad says Bill seems to know all of them. Though I guess he should, because he's the shop steward, so it's kind of his job. Anyway, don't know what time he'll be back, because I've got a feeling they're all going to go for a pint after.
Bill, Sam, cheers.
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 They brew a good pint, don't they?
Aye.
I said they serve a good pint in this place, Bill.
Oh, I've had worse.
Come on. Bit of all right, this, isn't it? Hey, Bill?
Don't wet yourself, Trotter. In my experience, there's no such thing as a free meal in this business.
On this occasion, that's exactly where you're wrong. You're here as my guest, and you can order anything you like. The tab for this is being picked up by British Leyland Motor Corporation, so expense is no object.
What can I get you, gents?
Go on, lads. Let your imaginations run wild.
Fillet steak and chips, please.
Fillet steak and chips and peas.
And I'll have fillet steak and chips and peas and a side order of mushrooms. Thanks, love. I wouldn't mind ordering her, eh, Bill?
Oh, OK.
Well, what did you think of the wedding then, Sam?
Wedding?
A great day for the country? Princess Anne and Captain Mark Phillips, Trotter.
Oh, it's like a fairy tale. Anne's Christian Grimm and all that.
Bread and circuses, Slater. Bread and circuses.
Oh, why don't you go back to Russia, Anderton?
Because I'm a socialist, you idiot, not a communist.
Gentlemen, please. A little dicky bird tells me you two have something in common. Do you know what it is?
Longbridge?
Bill?
Amaze me, Slater.
You've both got kids at the same school.
Anderton, of course. My Ben's got a friend called Anderton. They're in the same form. Talks about him sometimes. Is that your boy?
That's him, yeah, Dougie. And your son must be Bent.
No, Ben. Ben Trotter, short for Benjamin.
I know his name's Benjamin, but that's what they call him. Bent Rotter, Ben Trotter. Do you get it?
Boys can be very cruel.
It's amazing, isn't it? Who'd have thought that a union man and a junior manager, soon to be senior Sam, I'm sure, could send their sons to that posh school and nobody thinks anything of it? I think this tells you something about the country we live in today. Makes you proud to be British, doesn't it?
Here, here.
Well, if you believe that, Slater, you're more of an idiot than I thought you
Steady
were.
Steady on, Anderton.
Look, you can't wipe out social injustice by buying the enemy a few beers every so often.
Oh, this is nothing, Bill. This is just the beginning. In a couple of years' time, employee participation's going to be codified. It's going to be government policy.
Which government?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a blind bit of difference. It's got to happen, Bill, because at the moment, confrontation is crippling the industry.
The point is that it's not confrontation for the sake of it. That's what you people never seem to understand. There are grievances, you see. Real, proper grievances.
What do you think, Sam?
Well, give them something like this steak every day of the week and you'll have no problems from the union, Jack. From the Union Jack. Mmm. Magic.
I wonder what your son and my son find to talk about.
Girls and pop music, I expect.
Phil Collins is the drumming equivalent of Eric Bloody Clapton. Mark my words, they'll both amount to nothing. Do you want to borrow the new Roxy Music album?
Ugh, no thanks. I might as well be listening to Genesis. Busy evening ahead for you boys, then. Six sides apiece on the subject of racial stereotyping, wasn't it?
F off, Culpepper.
Most amusing. It was only a joke, anyway. You were laughing with the rest of them.
You've only got yourselves to blame. Fletcher's a dreadful old liberal softy. He wouldn't let anyone get away with impersonating a nigger.
You shouldn't use that word.
What? Nigger? Why not? It's in the book. Harper Lee uses it herself.
You know, that's different.
All right, then. Wog. Coon. Darkie. It's a rotten book, anyway. I don't know why we have to read it. It's propaganda.
We should never let him do it.
How does he get away with it? Look, even Cicely thinks he's really funny.
Blimey. Did you see that? She's rubbing the ink off Harding's face.
What's he out?
He's got a nerve.
It was all his idea. Now we get into trouble and he gets all the glory.
It was a crap idea anyway. I said so at the time. There's only one person who should have been allowed to play that part, and that's Richards.
But Rastus isn't in our form.
Don't call him that, Ben.
Yeah, but we worked for hours on that scene, and we never even got to do it.
Well, that's life. Cheer up, though, Bent.
Why?
Claire Newman was eyeing you up as she got off the bus.
No. Rubbish.
Dear Brother Anderton, I'm writing to complain to you about the work of Miss Newman in her capacity as Charity Committee Secretary. Miss Newman is not a good secretary. At meetings of the Charity Committee, you can often see her attention wandering. I sometimes think she has other things on her mind than performing her duties as secretary. I would prefer not to say what these other things might be. Yours fraternally, a concerned comrade. Workers of Britain, unite and wake up. Your whole way of life is threatened as never before. Neither Heath, nor Wilson, nor Thorpe has the will to stop the tide of coloured immigration into this country. You may be interested to know some of the following scientific facts. 1. The black man is not as intelligent as the white. Oh, Dougie! Douglas! Irene! He's been in that bloody record shop again, hasn't he?
Oh, don't worry, love. I'll get him to turn it down, and then I'll make you a cuppa.
That'll be grand. God, it never stops, does it?
No, it's just the same thumping rhythm over and over again.
Oh, no, not Dougie. I'm talking about the rubbish some people come up with at the factory.
But I thought the strike was going really well.
Yeah, it is, love, it is. Look, listen to this. IRA bastards killed 12 people on Manchester bus yesterday. Refused to work with Irish bastard murderers.
Did the tele people turn up then? Did they talk to you? Are you going to be on?
No, they'd all gone by the time I came out. I don't suppose they'd bother. You bastard!
All right, Bill, I said I'll get him to turn it down.
No, the telly!
The unions are holding this community to ransom, purely to line their own and their members' already bulging pockets.
It's not about pay, you fool. This strike is not about pay. Ignorant pillock! They've been docking workers' pay because of the time that they've been spending cleaning themselves up in the last half hour of the shift. Oh, swing for that bloody slater!
Say the one that was so rude to me at that meal.
Oh, it's a nasty piece of work, that one. Hello?
Hello, Bill.
Oh, hello.
Is this a good time?
To be honest, Kev...
I was ringing about tomorrow night. I wondered if you might be free.
Always difficult, that, Kev.
But, Bill, darling, I haven't seen you all week.
Yes, I'm aware of that, well aware.
And I've got the house to myself all evening.
Mm.
It's parents' teachers' night at King William's.
So it is. Can you not find an alternative to tomorrow, Kev?
Mum and Dad will be out.
Well, if that's when it has to be, then that's when it has to be. What time's the meeting?
7:30. Can you make it by then?
Okay, Kev, I'll be there. But then you'll owe me one, I mean it.
Bye, Billy.
Ta-ra, then.
Do I gather you won't be coming tomorrow night, then?
This has got to be sorted out, love. We'll have a proposal on the table from the management tomorrow morning.
Oh, you're a slave to the cause, Bill.
And the candles are in the cupboard under the stairs.
Yes, Mum. And Dad's getting annoyed again.
And don't forget, Paul has to be in bed by 8:30.
Oh, don't worry.
Make sure you lock the back door.
Did you hear that, Runty? 8:30.
But I can't even get in the bathroom.
Well, use the bed like you normally do.
Oh, cheeky. I'll tell Lois what you said.
Well, you'll have to get her out of the bathroom first.
Lois!
Leave her alone. She's going out with the hairy guy.
Oh, Malcolm.
Oh, Lois. Give us a kiss.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, hello, Malcolm. Lois is still in the bathroom.
Oh, girls, even.
Yeah. Come into the living room. The gas fire's on.
Oh, very nice. Tight. Oh, no, you don't like Genesis, do you?
Well, they're all right, I suppose.
Fancy yourself as a brummy Steve Hackett, do you?
What?
Oh, who's the axe man?
Oh, I play a little bit. Rock, mainly. Blues as well.
You don't look much like a B.B. King. Are you a Clapton fan?
Well, he's all right. He was one of my earlier influences.
So you gone past that, have you?
I want to push past the boundaries of the three-chord song. Yeah, I'm writing a sort of sweet, a rock symphony.
Aye, this is the right time for it. The scene is wide open. You're right about Clapton, though. He ain't no real ideas of his own. Apparently, he's doing Bob Marley covers now. That is pure cultural appropriation, if you ask me. That is neo-colonialism in a musical setting.
Yeah.
Are you in a band?
Oh, not yet. I want to be.
Well, if you're serious about this, I could lend you some records. You know, there's some pretty freaky stuff being laid down out there.
Oh, that would be great.
There's a guitarist called Fred Frith, plays with a band called Henry Cow. Does amazing things with a fuzz box. Imagine the Yardbirds getting into bed with Ligeti in the smoking rubble of divided Berlin. Oh, wow, blimey, love, what, you look great.
He's been boring you with his guitar.
Oh, no, just two musos discussing the scene, eh, Ben?
Yeah.
And? All because the lady loves...
Oh, Malcolm, I love milk tray.
Come on, we can eat about the pictures.
Okay, a bed by 9, Benjamin, and Mum said you can only watch telly if you've finished your homework.
Okay.
Remember, Henry Cow. I'll bring it around next time.
Yeah, please do.
So what do you think?
Huh?
Have they or haven't they?
Haven't they what?
Have they had sexual intercourse yet?
Do you mind?
What?
You're a filthy little pervert. Do you know that? You're not to speak about your sister in that way.
I'll say what I want.
Right, up the bloody stairs, you.
Keep your hair on. The film doesn't start till 9.
What film?
Now, how did the Radio Times describe it? This intense, provocative and revealing study of amorphous...
Right, upstairs now or I'll mash your willy with a rolling pin.
Features three of the loveliest young actresses in working in French cinema.
I'm fetching the grater.
Bon oui, mon cher.
Yeah, and Harvey Smith to you too. Oh, bugger. Not tonight. Runty, where does Mum keep the candles?
I'll tell you, love, I've got a bone to settle with that Bill Anderton. Half the plant's still closed down because of his stupid strike.
Sam, we're supposed to be here about Benjamin.
I'm only saying, love.
Hello, Irene.
Oh, hello, Barbara. Sam.
No Bill tonight?
No.
I expected something to do with the strike and his blooming eternal comrade.
Now, Sam. Come on, the old master's through.
Never mind that. I've got a few things to say to the games teacher. What kind of school prefers rugby to football? They ought to get themselves down to see the baggies play. I'd soon change their mind then.
My word. And whom do I now have the pleasure of addressing?
Well, I'm Barbara. And this is Irene.
I see. Are you familiar with Morales?
I don't think so.
You don't know the Virgin and the Child?
Oh, we don't get out to pubs much.
Oh, you misunderstand me. It's a painting. It hangs in the Prado. I only mention it because the resemblance is quite striking. From a certain angle, Barbara, you're her very image. The likeness is quite uncanny, positively thaumaturgic.
I wanted to ask you about my son, Benjamin. I wanted to know how he was coming along.
Then you must be Mrs. Trotter. Mrs. Barbara Trotter. How it trips off the tongue. Your son, madam, is a child of most singular gifts. The dexterity with the brush which can only be described as prodigious. An imagination both antic and phantasmagoric. And above all, he evinces, in my view, the most refined aesthetic sense, the most profound responsiveness to beauty in all its myriad forms. Whence he acquired this unique sensitivity has always been a mystery to me. Always, that is, until tonight.
What about Doug, eh? Douglas Anderton?
Competent draftsmanship, a fair facility with light and shade. He tries hard. That's about all there is to say.
Well, I suppose we mustn't keep you. I'm glad Benjamin's doing so well. I would have liked to talk some more.
We will meet again. I am quite certain of it.
What a creep. Who do you think he is? Sasha Distel or something? Listen, Irene, do you fancy coming round to dinner on Saturday?
Saturday? Oh, I don't think we could, Barbara. Bill doesn't normally get back from the uni until the afternoon.
No, dinner. In the evening.
Oh. Well,
I'm sure Ben would like it. He's always talking about your Doug. Does he have any brothers or sisters?
No, Doug's the only one. I'll have to ask Bill first, but that sounds lovely.
Look, Bill, a vote for Wilson is just going to let the socialists back in.
Oh, I've bad news for you, Sam. I am a socialist.
Well, you might as well just give the miners the keys of the ruddy country and let them get on with it.
Not a bad idea. I might propose it at the next TUC conference.
No, I was...
Yeah, don't worry, Sam. I was only joking.
Of course you were. Now, I tell you, Enoch Powell, that man should be listened to.
Oh, come on.
He's a scholar and a visionary. And a Brummie to boot.
Well, at least we agree on something. I'd like to give him the boot too.
What? More wine, Bill.
Okay. Well, politics didn't work out too well. Maybe we should discuss religion next.
Eh?
Ben, you know your art teacher? The one with the moustache?
Mr. Plum.
Was there anything strange about him at all?
They call him Sugar Plum Fairy.
What, you mean he's one of them?
No, of course not. We only call him that because he's such a pansy. He's as randy as an old goat, actually.
He's having an affair with Mrs. Ridley.
Dougie.
And who's Mrs. Ridley?
She teaches Latin at the girls' school. She and Plum went on a school trip last year, and that's when it started.
They went to Florence with the sixth form, and they had it off in the hotel every night.
Language, Dougie.
It's only what Lois told us.
No, I didn't.
I'm not one for making predictions, but I'll tell you this, and I'll stake my life on it. The Irish business will be over and finished with 2 years from now.
Well, Sam, I think it's a much more complicated situation than most people realise.
Rubbish. It'll be over in 2 years because the IRA couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper towel.
It's not about the IRA.
Scratch the surface of one of them bastards and do you know what you'll find? A coward. C-O-W-E-R-D.
Do you remember what Harding did the night of the girls' school review?
Oh, yes. Mr. Plum and Mrs. Ridley were in a sketch together, and when they got up on the stage, Harding stood up in the middle of the audience and shouted,
"Homebreaker!"
What's happened? Surely he could have been expelled.
Oh, nobody said anything about it.
Harding always knows what he's doing. He always knows just how far he can go.
Anyway, Mum, why do you want to know about the Sugar Plum Fairy?
Oh, he just seemed a bit of a character, that's all.
Yeah, he's certainly got the gift of the gab, hasn't he, Barbara? A bit of a way with words.
A way with words. Oh, come on, Irene. Let's make a start on those dishes.
This is more my bag at the moment. Maybe, if we ever get the band started, this is the sort of thing we ought to be doing. Oh, that reminds me, I thought of a brilliant name.
minus Tirith.
Not likely. I'm not getting on the stage with a band of bloody elf botherers.
I thought you liked Tolkien.
How about Bilbo Baggies?
Huh? Acorn out.
Or Acorn's End. Sounds like they're tuning up. Who are they?
They're called Henry Cow. I got it from the hairy guy.
Who?
Malcolm, Lois's boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know she had a boyfriend. Is it like this all the way through?
Oh, it gets weirder. You have to open your ears, Malcolm says. Apparently they're very influenced by Dada.
Who the hell are Dada?
Well, I don't know, but... Well, try to imagine the Yardbirds getting into bed with Ligeti in the smoking rubble of divided Berlin.
Who are Ligeti?
A composer, I think.
That's insane. You've actually made it sound better by playing appallingly. Remind me to lend you my new Bob Marley. You won't have heard of it.
Au contraire, cloth ears. I have. And furthermore, I happen to strongly disapprove of Clapton doing Bob Marley covers. If you ask me, that's pure cultural appropriation. Neo-colonialism in a musical setting.
Jesus. If you're that smart, you can tell me why Berlin is divided.
Well, I don't know. I suppose there's a river through the middle of it, isn't there? Like the Thames. I expect it's the Danube or something.
I thought it was something to do with the Cold War.
Oh, maybe.
And why is it called the Cold War in the first place?
Well, I expect it is very cold in Berlin, isn't it?
But it's all to do with Russia and America, I thought.
Well, it's definitely cold in Russia. Everybody knows that.
And why has petrol got so expensive?
Search me.
Why do the IRA go around killing everybody?
Because they're Catholics. And why are we having power cuts?
You don't know much about the world, do you, Ben?
So what? What does it matter?
I spoke to that Claire the other day.
So?
Christ, Ben, are you a homo or something?
No.
Don't tell me. You're probably really boring and fancy Sicily like everybody else.
Listen to this bit. Oh, it's brilliant.
Anderton! Brother Anderton!
What do you want, Slater?
I've got a bone to pick with you.
Yes?
What the hell's going on? Have you called them out again?
Sledgehammer fell on the track a while ago. We're waiting for someone to come and sort it out.
You know, it's funny. I've noticed every time something like this happens, and it seems to happen a lot, it always happens just before lunch, so they can't get an engineer out before two, and half the day's gone before the thing's up and running again. Meanwhile, the company's lost how many cars? 60? 70?
I don't know what you're implying. But I do know that your knowledge of working practices is exactly nil. Nobody who spends all day sitting on his arse pushing figures around is going to criticise my men for the way they do their job. Come and spend a day or two on that track, Slater, and then tell me you begrudge these blokes a few minutes rest. There's a mate of mine called Ian, huh? Ian Bateman was laid off last week, aged 48, with a back that's killing him and 6 months in hospital to look forward to. That's what 10 years as an undersealer does for you.
No chance of your son ending up like that, is there?
My son?
Not after that fancy school he goes to. That Tofts Academy. Too good for the local comprehensive, was he?
What is your problem, Slater, eh? What is it?
Lovely girl, lad, Miriam.
What's Miriam got to do with anything?
A lot of blokes round here have got their eye on her. But I bet they'll never get anywhere. Do you know what I think the chicks find attractive? Do you know what turns them on?
Chicks.
It's power, Brother Anderton. That's what it is. They go wild for it. It drives them crazy.
Hey, hey, enjoying yourself, Axeman?
Oh, yes, thank you. What was the saxophonist called?
Lol Coxon. Far out, yeah.
Oh, definitely avant-garde.
Oh, yeah.
How old's Reg, by the way?
Oh, God knows. I met him when I was a student at Aston. He used to hang around the arts lab. We got talking one day. He's all right. You don't have to mind him.
He swears a lot.
Yeah, he's got a good heart.
There you go, lads. Pint for Malcolm and a coat for the Tory bastard.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you, Reg.
Oh. So, are you a socialist? Or are you a Tory bastard?
I don't know. Tory bastard, I suppose.
And I bet you think the IRA are a bunch of murdering micks, don't you? And our boys in Belfast are the salt of the sodding earth. So, where are you doing the dirty deed, Malk?
Well, okay, Axeman. You have to promise not to say anything to your sister.
About what?
Jesus. I thought you went to that posh school.
He's a slow bastard, isn't he?
Oh, leave off, Fred. Here, Ben. What do you think of this?
Oh, wow. It's lovely. Is it real?
Of course it's real. What kind of arse do you think he is?
It's 18 karat gold, that is. Nothing but the best for my Lewis.
How do you know she's going to say yes, you bastard?
Well, I've been going out with her for a year now, so I've got a pretty good idea. What do you think, Axeman?
I think she'll definitely say yes. I think she's dying to marry you.
Yeah, but it all depends on where you pop the bloody question, doesn't it?
I thought we'd start with the grapevine, round about 8.
The grapevine?
Well, what's wrong with it?
The beer tastes like piss, and at that time of night, it'll be full of Tory bastards in suits.
So where should I take her?
I don't sodding know. The tavern in the town?
Glasses flying, chairs flying, plaster coming down, people roaring. It's terrible, really.
It all went black and there was a big it was massive noise and I started screaming and we heard people screaming and then we just went for the back door.
At the two public houses this morning, firemen and police are picking their way through the wreckage. By daylight, the full devastation is clear.
Lois? I want to give you something. I don't know if you remember, but before Malcolm died, he took me to see a concert in town. We went to Barbarella's. We heard all these weird bands. Well, the people who made this record were playing that night, and they were his favourite. He liked them more than anyone. And I thought, if you heard it, it might remind you. It might help you to think about the kind of person he was. And there's another reason too. You see, the title of the record is The Rotters Club. The Rotters Club? That's us, isn't it? Well, that's what they used to call us at school. Bent Rotter and Lowest Rotter. We're the Rotters Club. You and me. Not Paul. Just you and me. Lois.
The Rotters Club starred James Bradshaw, Hayden Gwynn, Frank Skinner and David Tennant, with Sam Bradley, Olivia Colman, Emma Cunniff, Adam Paul Harvey, Martin Hyder, Alexander Perkins and David Troughton. The Rotters Club was written by Jonathan Coe and adapted for radio by Simon Littlefield. The producer was Lucy Armitage.
More from The Rotters Club at the same time next week. Tonight, Radio 4 will be tuning in to Radio 9, a new and utterly useless station presented by a motley collection of drunkards and idiots. From the writing and performing team of Johnny Dawkes and Hale Sparker comes this dark and twisted new sketch show. There'll be endless pilots for shows too dreadful to get made, adverts galore, and inane chatter. Soap opera gets a new spin in Laundry Blues. We look at women through history's keyhole and round off the evening with Buenas Noches, the Spanish book at bedtime, in Spanish. So if you like your humour deliriously dark, then don't miss Radio 9, and that's tonight at 11. Right now, we have a choice of listening. On Radio 4 FM, Patrick Muirhead has a news bulletin, while on Long Wave, the news summary and shipping forecast are read by Alice Arnold. And then we're all back together again for you and yours.
BBC Radio 4 FM, the news at noon. Ian Duncan-Smith is making his last appeals to Conservative MPs to support him in the vote of confidence in his leadership. He's due to address the 1922 committee of backbench MPs.